God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, friends. Hello, fatherless boys. This is Bobby Solomon. How are you? This is a ministry called Mentor Me Ministries, and it is for fatherless boys. That's right. We mentor fatherless boys. We do a lot of mentoring on the radio, don't we? The different things that we talk about, Jesus and Oscar and our other puppet friends. I want to say to my brothers in Christ that Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and some fatherless boys still believe Jesus is dead. Fatherless boys need to know that Jesus is alive, alive. Let me give you our 800 number so you can call in and ask questions or give prayer for fatherless boys. Single mom, grandma, grandmamas, aunts, widows, raising fatherless boys, let us know what prayers that you need for your fatherless boys, okay? 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, text or call, 800-787-5044. I'd like to share a story, a true story, about something that happened at one of our camps on Catalina Island in California. When Saturday night, we always did a come to Jesus party around the campfire so fatherless boys could pray and receive Jesus, repent their sins, and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We used to call it, and I still do call it, R&R, repent and receive. And we talked about Jesus that night, and we asked the fatherless boys what they thought about Jesus, who he is. We talked about scriptures, and we wanted to know, where is Jesus right now? And most of the fatherless boys got it right. They said Jesus is the Son of God. He's in heaven. They said that believe in him and get saved. And many of them wanted to get saved that night. But there was one fatherless boy. I believe there was more than one, but a couple of them were quiet. But there was one fatherless boy that said, Jesus is dead. And there was a couple other of the fatherless boys that were quiet that were kind of shaking their head, nodding in confirmation that they believed that Jesus is dead. And so we talked about that a long time. How he rose from the grave, he was resurrected, that was God's plan all along, and he is alive, and he ascended to heaven. He is alive, he's at the right hand of his Father, making a place for us in heaven for those of us who believe in him. I say to my Christian brothers that many fatherless boys, and probably many children, but especially in this ministry, my ministry, fatherless boys that don't really have any direction in their lives, many of the mothers raising them, grandmas, aunts, great-grandmas, they do know Jesus, and they do take the fatherless boys to church. But many of these boys still don't really learn who Jesus is and what's going on with Jesus, that he is alive, that he's calling us, he's waiting for us to come to him. And I'm concerned that these fatherless boys will not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ, why he came to earth. He was born as a baby on earth, but he always was. He was always with God. He always was God. He was always God's son. He showed himself to us on earth in human form and also as God. He went to the cross to shed his blood for cleansing of our sins, and on the third day, he rose from the grave. And many of the fatherless boys don't know that he rose from the grave because they don't see that. They see his picture that he's dead on the cross, or they see a crucifix and Jesus is on the cross with his head down, dead. And that's all they know about him. I think it's very tragic. I think it's very concerning. I think it is something that is wondrous that God rose from the grave. It's a miracle. It's full of wonder and majesty from God. But many of these fatherless boys don't know that until we teach them. So Easter is coming up on March 31st. I encourage my Christian brothers to pray for fatherless boys in the neighborhood that they would know who Jesus is and what Easter is all about, the resurrection of the risen Christ, the risen King, and that they would know the gospel, and that perhaps there would be Christian men that can teach them and pray for them in their lives, and the boys can get saved even, which is what we want. We want these guys to be saved, and then we want them to know the joy of the Lord in their lives. God says he's a father to the fatherless. He says it in Psalm 68:5 that he's a father to the fatherless. And then, of course, James 1:27 says that it is pure and true religion to visit the fatherless in their affliction. I like to do that with Easter celebration, with Easter prayer in our heart, a special prayer to God in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, that the fatherless boys in our neighborhoods, our communities, our districts, our counties, our nations, our states would know Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior for Easter, and know that he is alive and he's waiting for them. He's waiting for them to come to him. He's calling on them to repent their sins, to know that they sin and they need a Savior, and they can believe in him and confess him with their mouths, and that he rose from the grave. They can believe in Christ for who he is that way. That's the way, isn't it? Isn't that what the Bible says? Reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, from the Amplified Bible, verse 1, and we're going to read on through verse 9. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared to finish anointing the body. And they found the large circular stone rolled back from the tomb. But when they went inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed and wondering about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothing stood near them. And as the women were terrified and were bowing their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise from death to life." And they remembered his words. And after returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. Jesus is alive. He is not dead on the cross, as is seen in many portrayals of what he did on the cross. But then there are other portrayals that are not seen oftentimes where Jesus rose. He rose from the grave. He ascended to heaven. And so often we don't get to see that visually. And so we don't need to see it visually because the Bible describes it for us in what we need to know. However, these fatherless boys that have no direction in their lives and don't know who Jesus is, so many of them, all that they've ever seen is a portrayal of Jesus dead on the cross. And so they think he's dead. So how will they get to heaven then if Jesus is dead? We must mentor them in the ways of the Lord. We must mentor them through the gospel so they can confess him as Lord and they can believe that he was risen from the dead. As it says in Romans 10:9, Let's read that. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible again. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's what it says in Scripture. Let's teach the fatherless boys to know that he rose from the grave. Now, I want to enlist your prayers. I want to call for your prayers for fatherless boys. You can call in or text, give a name, an age, where they're from, or just say, I have two fatherless boys. Will you pray for them? Let us know so we can pray. And if you are willing, we can pray for them on the air, on the radio. 800-787-5044. Text or call. We have our puppet friend Oscar now, who's ready to talk to us. He's in the studio, and I think he wants to say something about Easter and salvation. Oscar, are you ready right now to talk about Easter and salvation?
Yep. Oh, yes. Oh, yep. Oh, Easter and salvation. Please let fatherless boys know that Jesus is not dead. He rose from the grave with supernatural power from God, and he can save us. Back to you, Bobby.
Oh, that's great.
Bobby, he shed his blood for our sins. Back to you, Bobby.
Oh, Oscar, that's so cool. So cool. Thank you.
Bobby.
Yes, Oscar. Yes, Oscar, my friend.
Bobby, he rose from the grave, and he's waiting for us in heaven. He's preparing a place for us if we believe in him. Back to you, Bobby.
Well, you heard it from Oscar. Let's share that with fatherless boys in the holy name of Jesus Christ for Easter this year. 800-787-5044. Oscar, would you like to give the phone number a couple of times?
Sure, Bobby. Yep. 800-787, and then 5044.
One more time, Oscar, just so people have time to write it down, because we want them to call their prayers in for fatherless boys.
Yep. Call your prayers in or text them. Yep. 800. Yep. 787. Yep. 50 and then 44.
Thank you, Oscar.
And Bobby, what about the website? Can they contact us that way?
Yes, they can. Contact us through the website.
Bobby, what is it?
Well, Oscar, I'm going to give it right now.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. Thank you. We love Bobby, don't we?
Oscar, we love you too, and we love all of you listening and the fatherless boys.
Oh, yep. God bless you all. Bobby, what is that website?
It is mentorme.org. mentorme.org. And may I say, we love Jesus most of all. mentorme.org. God bless you all.
800-787-5044. Amen.
How many of you fatherless boys would like to give us your testimony about Jesus, how you know Jesus, and who he is, and what you learned about Jesus at Easter time from our radio shows, or from your mothers, grandmas, aunties, or from church, or something that you read in the Bible? Hopefully you read about Jesus for Easter. What you have learned, or your testimony, how you came to be saved in Christ, would you like to let us know and encourage other fatherless boys, not only on the radio, but for our Facebook page? We'd like to post your comments on our Facebook page and let others read it. Please call or text and give us permission to do that and tell us what your testimonies or commentary is. And single mothers, grandmothers, make sure to give permission to your fatherless boys to do such a thing if you so believe that it is right for them. 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, text or call to 800-787-5044, mentorme.org, mentorme.org. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen.